Old South Meeting House, Stop 8, the home of rebel dissension. As Boston's largest building in the colonial period, Old South was the site of many important gatherings and became the emblematic home of the patriot cause. The Old South congregation was created when a group of dissenters split off from the First Church in 1669. Their original meeting house, a simple cedar-sided building, was built on a part of what was the corn and potato patch of John Winthrop, the first patriot leader. After Winthrop died, the land was owned by the influential preacher John Norton. It was donated to the congregation by John's widow, Mary. The original meeting house was the site of Benjamin Franklin's baptism, which took place on a wintry night in January of 1706. The first meeting house was torn down in early 1729. The current structure, based on Christopher Wren's work in London, was dedicated in April of 1730. The new meeting house was the largest building in Boston and was host to many significant meetings. As the conflicts with England amplified during the pre-revolutionary years, it became known in London for its role as a key place for colonial protests. Almost every significant patriot leader held court here, including James Otis, Samuel Adams, John Hancock, and Dr. Joseph Warren. Perhaps the most famous meetings associated with Old South are those that preceded the Boston Tea Party. At the final meeting, over 5,000 town people, a third of Boston's population at the time, heard Samuel Adams say, "Gentlemen, this meeting can do nothing more to save the country." Legend has it that this was the signal for about 100 patriots dressed as Native Americans to march to Boston Harbor and begin the Boston Tea Party. Old South was such a symbol of patriot dissension that during Boston's occupation during the Siege of Boston, between 1775 and 1776, British troops ripped out the pews and pulpit and used them for fuel. It was then filled with dirt and turned into a riding school for the British cavalry. After the war, it took almost 8 years to raise the money to refurbish the meeting house to make it usable as a place of worship. Old South was almost destroyed in the Great Fire of 1872. That fire was the most devastating in Boston's history, destroying 776 buildings and a good portion of Boston's downtown. Soon after the fire, it was sold and the congregation moved to Copley Square in the Back Bay. Today, Old South is a museum and one of the most interesting stops on the Freedom Trail.